Hi guys, it's your host Matilda,
Deeza,
and Imama,
and you're listening to the Afrocalypso podcast. Hi everyone, welcome back to the first episode of 2024.
Happy New Year, guys. Welcome, welcome.
Happy New Year. We made it to this year, and we made it to our first episode. It's been, at this point, probably like a month since we dropped an episode, but I feel like there's so much to catch up on because while we were gone, just so much was happening. So there's so much I'm about to do. But before we go into it, how have you guys been over the last month? Do you guys have any New Year's resolutions looking back at 2023 and stuff like that?
I feel like I always have resolutions, but I think like one of my main resolutions this year is to not let shame and embarrassment hold me back. No, that felt so deep. Do you guys often? No, but yeah, because I feel like a lot of times I don't do a lot of things because like I'm like, oh my gosh, I'll be embarrassed. When I'm embarrassed, like I fall down and faint. And I was actually talking to a friend about this today, and like she literally said it, and I was like, yeah, it's so true. It's like life is on the other side of shame. Like living your life fully is on the other side of like shame. And I think it's so true because I think sometimes we let too many things go, and like we're literally held back by the fact that we're not even afraid, but like, oh, this thing would be like embarrassing if we did it. So yeah, I think one of my major resolutions is really to not let shame hold me back this year, and to just do things regardless of if, like you know how people are like, oh, do things scared. I think my own would be do things ashamed or whatever, or do things embarrassed or whatever it is, because I definitely need to do things embarrassed. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's solid.
What about you guys?
I have to open my list because I don't remember.
Okay, which is not good. You have a list this year.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
that's good, because I feel like last year when I had asked the question, you guys were like, nah, you're not really into resolutions. So this year is different.
Yeah. Okay, I'll say one of them. I want to grow my hair long.
I was screaming.
That's the same as usual, but I saw so much gains last year, so I'm like, okay.
Not gains.
Not hair gains.
No, I did. I'm not going to lie. So, and I kept seeing them, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to do what I was doing, but on steroids. So, yeah, that's my New Year's resolution.
Nice.
What's up here, Matilda?
I think I have less of resolutions, more of goals. So at the beginning of this year, and I do the same thing.
Isn't
I just set goals
thing?
For myself.
Right. That's why I thought.
Resolutions are, I don't know if resolutions are goals. Usually resolutions are, well, what Imama has said, things like, I want to do things more scared or more ashamed. Sorry, you
so
said.
So you're doing something that you don't usually do, basically, versus goals that you're continuing to do what you are
a
doing.
A lot of the goals are things I was already kind of doing, but just like milestones I want to achieve this year. Mm-hmm. Things like, okay, I want to get a promotion this year. I want to make a certain amount this year. I want to read 5 books this year. I want to just those kind of things. And I started this 75 soft challenge because there's 75 hard.
I said 75 soft last year. I failed, but I believe in your abilities.
But I feel like I've been drinking so much water, because before I used to be like, I probably drink up to 3 liters a day. I do not. I definitely do not, because towards the end of the day, I'm like chugging the rest of the water. I'm like, this is not normal. This amount of water is not normal. But I actually started with the 75 hard towards the end of last year. And I was like, high key, this is not sustainable. Mm-mm. Like, it's nice over the holidays when things are slowing down. But winter actually kicked in for real this week. And that their outside go thing.
I know.
Not in this weather.
Yeah. It should be a Canadian version of 75 hard.
Yeah, because I just feel like it's not realistic on like snow days.
Yeah, maybe like go outside like twice a week instead of every day.
Yeah, I'm just doing one 45-minute workout every day and then we move. And 75 soft also allows for a rest day, which I think is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we move. So, I mean, I feel good about this year. I don't know what it is, but I just feel really good about this year.
Yay, that's good.
Yeah, fingers crossed. As we said, there's just so much to get into. I think we should start the topics now.
Fair enough.
So there were a couple of stuff that happened while we were gone. I think we should start with the sad stuff and then end on a higher note. What do you guys think?
Okay.
The sad stuff that happened and then end with the gist.
I mean, yeah, sure, we can do that.
Okay. There were killings in Plateau State, and 113 people were killed.
That was actually so sad.
Yeah, I think it was religion motivated.
Yeah, I think so. At least, like, that's kind of the way people had said that it was, just because it was mainly Christians that were killed, especially over the Christmas holidays.
Okay. Do they know who? Because I feel like in Nigeria, a mass number of people are killed and they never really talk about who did it. They never identify the people.
I don't know. I don't know. Do they? I actually don't know if they identified who did it this time. I have no idea.
They keep saying by the bandits. They call them bandits in like the stuff that I'm reading. Yeah, they've been saying these bandits. Nigeria is becoming increasingly unsafe, and I feel like identifying who is doing it is a huge part of the reporting.
So they say religious conflict between Muslim herders and Christian farmers. So maybe those Muslim herders came together. Herdsmen. Yes, but the herdsmen is not a group though. The Fulani herdsmen, who are they?
Is that not a group?
Who are the members? I don't know, because I'm sure there are maybe other headsmen that don't carry gun. I mean, I don't know much about the headsmen, but yeah.
I've also heard that like some of these attacks are like funded by people in government, right? And I think that might also be another reason why they don't necessarily always identify, because...
But why though? It's so senseless.
Why is it funded by people in government?
No, I mean okay, yeah, okay, that too, because it's like, what are they gaining from this? Like, do you get?
Well, I mean, when there's terror and when there's instability in the land, people stick to what they know. Like, they stick to maybe whether it's the people in power or, like, I don't know, like, it's like this, like, when there's chaos, I think bad people get a lot of...
Get away with things.
Yeah, get away with things. Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Like, they get away with things, and it's like...
Distract people from what they should actually be paying attention to.
Exactly, yeah. So I think it's things like that. Like, I'm sure there's, like, a better detailed article somewhere that we can probably read to see exactly what is going on. But, like, I do know, like, there's some aspect of it that people have said is funded by some parts of the government that also makes it harder for people to actually point exact fingers at who might be doing what.
Damn. 113 people, I still feel like it's almost as if people aren't talking, not that people aren't talking about it enough, but not enough is being done about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a lot of people.
And yeah, and that's, I feel like we've kind of gotten to this point where it's like we almost just think of people as numbers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just 100 and something. But it's like when you actually see 100 and something people in a room.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of people.
It's a lot of
apparently
people.
Apparently, about 20,000 people were displaced as well. So it's like, so people died, houses were burnt. So there are a lot of people who just don't know.
Like injured people, not taking injured into account
in that number. Or yeah. People who lost their livelihood or homes because of the attacks. They attacked different villages or communities.
No, like that is actually too sad.
In the area. So I'm like, yeah, this is sending chills. Honestly, what? This is insane.
The problems in Nigeria are too many to count. It's just hard to focus on any of them, it feels. What? But yeah, the government needs to be doing better, ultimately. In this insecurity thing, it's only getting worse.
Mm-hmm. Even like when you think about like even people going back home to the villages, all those things are not happening as much anymore because of the insecurity, like literally on the roads. You hear stories of over this Christmas, like I heard two different stories of somebody that was going for a wedding and I guess the fiance and the entire family were kidnapped on their way to the village for the wedding. And I'm just like, bro, what the hell?
Wow.
Like it's
two
like
separate incidents?
Yeah.
No, it's like, very common. I also know of a story, not recently, but maybe 2 or 3 months ago, of someone who was also going to their village. They opened fire at their car and then the driver that was taking them died. They survived, wow. But they had got wounds. Yeah, this is somebody that I don't know them directly, but I know them through another person, basically. Yeah, so it's, yeah. It's wow. Quite rampant, so you guys should be careful. I mean, I don't know. It's so unfortunate, though.
It really is. But yeah, I'm like, Nigeria has become so unsafe. Sorry, that's what I mean by my voice dropping.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's what I mean by my voice dropping.
Mama is kind of sick, by the way.
I was like, call at work today. I literally, like, every time I had to speak, my voice would literally just go down. And it was the funniest thing. But yeah, no, Nigeria is very unsafe.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, it just seems like a blank statement when you say rest in peace to those. Yeah. Like, I feel like I hope they find justice.
And the people who are doing this are found, because nobody seems to know who the perpetrators are, even though it was an organized attack.
Every time herdsmen. Yeah. To hold people accountable for these things. Yeah.
Yeah.
If not, you'll just keep happening.
Because you're like a group of people, like, who are they? Like, is the headsman, is that the name of the organization?
Faculty.
Like, do you get?
It's not faculty, Imam.
You know what I mean? Like, who are they?
No, seriously. Because, I mean, if it's organized like that, they're just not random people. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I agree. The other, like, negative thing, guys, I promise we're going to get to the positive side, but I think part of this
I feel like you saying it like that is very, like, the other, like, let's just rush through the negative things. And
not rush through the negatives, but it's just like, sometimes people listen to podcasts as a form. A lot of times, listen to podcasts as an escapism. So if you pay attention to the news, I feel like every single time you put it on, there's always, like, something negative going on around the world. And this year started with a bang, literally. I don't know if you guys saw the flight.
Oh, I did see that.
A door. It wasn't actually
An
emergency.
Alaska Airlines.
Yeah. I was like, that's
like the side of the flight flew off.
Crazy.
The door burst open. Crazy. If they were at a higher elevation, it would have sucked everybody in that row, first set of rows out. Like, all of them would have been sucked out. Because I think, I don't know if it's true or not, but there's somebody sitting next to it and it sucked their top off or something like that, is what I read. I didn't know how
not next to it, but close to it. I think it was a child that they were holding them down or something like that.
Yeah.
I heard that surprisingly, the people in the two seats next to the door that flew off, or it was a plug door, so like they're meant to be plugged shut. It's not really, I don't even know what it's called, Sha. It wasn't meant to be open. It wasn't intended for that to happen, of course. But the two people seated next to that thing were not on the flights, miraculously.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently
that
they, like,
crazy.
Missed their flight or something like that.
No, that's crazy. Yeah. God is using examples, you guys. What the
heck? I actually
heck?
Think there's so many things that happened to make that incident not fatal. Because, again, as you said, if it happened when they were higher up, it would have been bad. If people were seated closer to it, it would have been bad. So it's just like everything happened somehow to make no one die. So
yeah,
it's good news. But also, after going down a rabbit hole on TikTok about why that would happen, because it was a Boeing 737 MAX, and those are, it's not the exact same model. It's like a MAX 9, but I think the MAX 8 was the one that, I don't know if you guys remember from 2018, 2019, there were two plane crashes back to back within 5 months. One in Ethiopia, if you guys recall, we talked about that one. And one in, I think, Indonesia. But I watched a documentary on Netflix. It's called, and I really want everyone to go watch this thing, because honestly, those two crashes were due to corporate greed.
Bro, so many things in this world are due to corporate greed. Like, human beings are so evil. I don't get it.
I just realized that I feel like corporate greed is actually going to be the end of us. But
it is already.
It's called Downfall, The Case Against Boeing. It's on Netflix. You guys should watch it. I watched it and I was so angry. I was crying. I was
so wait, can you just explain what the corporate greed looks like?
So in summary,
it's called Downfall, right?
Yeah, it's called Downfall, The Case Against Boeing. So pretty much, Boeing initially was known for their good quality products. They were known for putting security and safety at the forefront. And then at some point, I think early 2000s, they merged with another company, and their leadership was very, very stock market focused. So where the culture before was, if anybody calls out that this is unsafe and we need to postpone the drop of something, they would drop everything and make sure that the safety issue is addressed. So I think they had a competitor become a bigger market share, like have a bigger market share than them or something, Airbus, which is a European company. they started rushing to make a new model or bring something out that kind of competes with whatever Airbus dropped, right? So then, sorry, I'm trying to recall this in the best way I can. I know I'm a mechanical engineer by education.
By trade.
Not by trade, by education only. And it's funny because I was really, really interested in airplanes and stuff. I wanted to switch to aerospace when we were in undergrad. I joined the UAV thing. I only joined the out of fear because I wanted to understand how planes worked. But anyway, in summary, they wanted to make a model that was more competitive. And so make a model that didn't require new pilot training. So they had Boeing 737 before, and they made Boeing 737 Max so that they didn't have to make a whole different Boeing that would require training. But because it was a new design, they had to put a system on there to accommodate for the new engines they put on the plane. They did not inform the pilots about this new system. And this new system, yes, they didn't inform the pilots. They didn't inform anybody. So when the Indonesian...
What happened to regulatory bodies in terms of
this?
So
they did not inform the regulatory body about that system. So when the Indonesian flight went down, first of all, they were blaming it on, oh, this is a pilot training issue, that if it was an American pilot, it would not have gone down, blah, 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 blah. But ultimately, they now found out that it was related to this system on board, which they say that American pilots would have known to bypass and stuff like that. But when they looked further into it, they were like, but no one even knows what this system is. So it's like,
right.
So the way that the engine is positioned forces the plane to tilt up and it could stall and literally just fall out of the plane. So that system is to adjust for so that it points the nose of the plane down. But when a sensor is off, it literally forces the plane to nosedive. Literally, those two planes nosedive. Like the same thing happened. At the end of it, like they find them and everything, but lives have been lost.
Yeah,
and people, and there's this guy, he used to work there, and he's been going around telling people that it's probably even worse now. They haven't changed the low quality way of operating. Because even after this air plug thing, I said air plug, I don't know what the plug thing shot that caused the door to fly out. I think it was United that reviewed a bunch of those planes and they found a lot of things undone.
Well, that, like, is so crazy.
Undone.
And I feel like that's the thing. It's like, you find them, but like, fines do nothing because they'll just make the money back. Shut them down.
Like,
shut
they make you, down. Like, now that they're making us pay for extra baggage up and down.
Yeah, but
anyways,
I just
make money back.
Oh, no, those are the airlines, not the plane manufacturers.
But I feel like they should shut them down. They should actually just shut them down.
I just feel like I understand this stock market race. Everybody's trying to, like, make the most growth and exit. But there are certain things that you just don't play with. These are people's lives.
I feel like the thing is that I feel like even this whole stock market thing, I'm so sorry, the stock market thing is made up. It's made up. I don't understand how the thing works. Tell people.
It's made up, but it's money in pocket, though.
No, it's money in pocket, but I feel like
even the airlines that purchase these planes, don't they do a, like, isn't there a way
to redesign the plane?
They can't redesign it, but like at least they know, okay, these planes it has shown this, so let's put this out of commission or something. Like, I don't know.
So I think they're bound by a so when the first Indonesian thing happened, I think the regulatory body pretty much said this is not a fault of the aircrafts, right? So like, unless they declare that it is, it could be anything else. Do you get what I mean?
So the regulatory board will give the kind of directive that, oh, continue to use whatever you're using. It's not
continue to use, but they haven't found any reason to suggest that it is the plane. It is the design.
Yeah, so basically, they are the ones who say, give the go ahead to say, call
ground
all
or not.
The,
exactly.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Either after the first or the second time, I think America did not give the order. It was other countries that started grounding the plane and being like, no, the 737 MAX is not flying. So like, no, before I think it was grounded for 20 months or something like that before they had to actually put in like a software change. So those planes are still flying, though, by the way. I'm not saying like it's an issue right now because I'm sure they've resolved. Well, I'm not sure. I hope that they've I'm not trying to fear monger or anything, but it's just crazy that it's human beings that are deciding these things, and a lot of greedy people are deciding the fate of so many people. And it's actually
so ridiculous to me. And like, I feel like this kind of also just points back to that whole billionaire, trillionaire conversation of like, should anybody really have that much money? Like,
if you are a trillionaire, you're basically evil automatically.
Yeah, it's like you're definitely doing something very, very unlawful to get to that. Not unlawful, but like unethical to get to that position. Like,
question: when you guys fly, before you actually get on the plane, me, I've never paid attention to it, but do you actually know what plane you're about to get on before you get on?
I do. Since the Ethiopian crash, I've been doing it.
How do you check?
It's usually on the app. When you buy your tickets, it tells you exactly what the flight model is.
Interesting. I've never noticed.
So if it's something you don't like, do you change it?
I have never changed my flight because of that. Because what happens is, I don't think I've been on a 737 MAX, but I've been on a 737, like the classic ones before the MAX. So sometimes I'm on it and I'm like, Boeing. But I definitely check always. But I'm not saying, because you don't determine like what the flight is going to be. Mm-hmm. And unless you are super anal. I did find some TikTok people say that like they've been avoiding MAXes since that time. So they always check their flights.
So also, can't they change the plane like last minute? Like say, oh, this plane is not available. We're switching to another.
Yeah, they do. But they always inform you regardless when it's been changed. Well, they don't inform you, but they change it on their website or the app.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And I see corporate-grade capitalism. So many things have destroyed so many people's lives. And like, I just hope that they know that God is going to judge them since man cannot judge them.
I honestly just, like, watching that, I've always known this, but when we talk about the tragedy that happens in this world, I won't lie to you, it's human beings that caused pretty much everything.
No, actually, yes. It's the evil of man. Like, man is truly evil.
God, we always talk about how it's unfair, but all of this,
even like diseases and viruses and all those things, it's like a lot of the time it's man. And that's why, even though conspiracy theorists can be like very annoying sometimes, but like I get it sometimes, because I'm like, really and truly, men actually do so much evil in this world that it can actually just make your mind consciously spin about like just the most mundane things.
I also think it's interesting looking, usually it's small actions that build up, right? It's the culture of a company that is very, maybe slightly corrupt. Like maybe to you working in there, it's like,
it's like a small thing.
It's just a thing, but those things compound, because especially if everybody is making those small kind of cheating small here and there and stuff like that. So I feel a lot of times, just putting it into perspective as to what can I take away from this, it is that I also am part of that corporate culture. World. Ultimately, and like, you know, sometimes you might see something and you're like, this is not right, you know what I mean? But it's so small that you're like, whatever, and stuff like that. But that kind of decision can affect a lot of people negatively and stuff like that. Like, it happens in every industry. So those are just my thoughts anyways.
No, it's true.
Crazy. But yeah, what I was even, I think we went down this hole. I really hope they do something about it. I saw that the police had killed this Nigerian international student in Winnipeg.
That was so sad.
Bro, and he was having a mental health crisis.
Yeah, apparently. He was having like a mental like breakdown or something like that. And then there's like, I guess, I don't know if it was his roommates or, but some people kind of called police to like, whether it was calm him down or whatever it was. And then they ended up like shooting him.
But how many steps are there before they get to shooting him?
I that's the thing, because it's like, I've actually been trying my best to like avoid the articles or whatever about it, but like obviously I've read snippets, and it's so crazy because I'm like, even if he was very violent, right? It's like there's violent, and surely he did not have access to a gun. So it's like, I wonder, like, it's like, no matter how violent he was, you guys could restrain him.
I don't know, shoot his leg.
Even
if it was to escalate,
shit is tall. Like, I'm like, there's so many options.
So, I was talking to a coworker actually brought this up, the situation, and she was saying that police are not equipped to handle things like this.
No, that's
generally
true.
Actually, in Toronto, not. They created this crisis. So now she was saying that Toronto police, they have a crisis unit. So if something like this happens, if police get a call about somebody who's experiencing mental health issues, mm-hmm. a crisis person will come and the police will follow the crisis person. So the crisis person who is trained will give the police directions or so, whatever and stuff like that. So they are not trained to handle.
And I feel like that is the way that it should actually be.
Yeah.
And it's the difference between life and death.
It is. I don't know why they shot him point blank when he was holding a knife, though. That one I just didn't get.
Like, it's so ridiculous. I'm like, there's so many, like, there's a taser. Like, I'm like, I don't know.
Even if
like
they didn't want to get close to him, as per their, because what a police would say is, oh, they're fearing for their own life. So you can shoot other non-vital if you must shoot. Do you get?
Yeah, if you must disarm.
If you must disarm him, if you must shoot, there are other non-vital places you can aim for. You know what I mean?
Honestly, the whole thing is so ridiculous. And like, I don't know. And it's just so sad because a lot of people come here, obviously, for a better life. And I can't imagine his parents, like, you know, his family and everything that have sent their child here. So like, you know, for a better life. And a lot of people here also go through like mental crisis and like mental disorders or whatever it is. And you would think that Aspa, this is a place that is meant to be sane and is meant to be helpful. Like, at least they'll maybe try to help my child. But instead, you're met with.
Yeah. Evil. No, it's quite unfortunate. I mean,
it's so sad.
Yeah. I hope his family's comforted somehow.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's terrible. I always think about how, like, how much of a risk our parents, not risk, but how hard it must have been for our parents to send us this far away. Because the amount of things that can happen to your kid when they're this far away is crazy. And it still all goes back to this Nigeria. Because if Nigeria was a functioning society, families would not have to send their children in their teenage years.
In their teenage years.
That far away
like
to go.
Babies.
We say this all the time. But it's just when you see things like this, you're reminded that, damn, it is not normal.
It's like, it's just so many threads that like cause an issue. It's like, it's Nigeria, it's racism, it's colonialism, it's like, it's so many things. It's mental health support. It's the fact that a lot of us don't know our family mental health history. There's just so many things combined. And you're like, bro, where do you even start to fix the problem from?
Yeah.
It's true.
Rest in peace. Truly.
Yeah. May he rest in peace. And may his family be comforted.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay, Emeka Ike and his wife / his very fine son, by the way. I know this is very
screaming.
Off topic, but he's kind of fine.
How old is that boy?
I did check.
Ew, yeah,
you asked the question. No. Wait, Mama, how old is he though?
I don't know, but I know he's not underage though.
Okay, yeah, as I was saying, he's fine.
Matilda, you're into the young boys.
No, I didn't think he was young like that now.
No, yeah, he does look young that, though. Yeah. What?
Didn't he
looks like 19.
Ah, 19?
Maybe this is not a recent photograph, but he looks 19.
I don't see that.
No?
That man looks in his 20s.
Eh?
That's the man.
Nowadays, people be looking.
You sure?
Well, in 2017, he was 16, so we can do the math.
Okay, 2016 is high key far.
No, 2017, so that was 7 years ago. So I mean, yeah, he's like 23.
Come on now.
What? He looks like 19. What the heck? I swear, I can't tell age anymore. I feel like I'm old now.
Same though. It's hard to gauge. I feel like the younger people are looking a bit older than we looked when we were that age.
Yes, I actually fully think so.
Actually, for me, I feel like everybody just looks so young. Like,
really?
Yeah, everybody looks young to me. Unless you're in your 30s, then I'm like, okay, this is my age mates. But
I think the older people are looking younger and the younger people are looking older.
I think older people are looking younger, but I almost feel like it's because of cosmetic procedures.
No, but like for me, it's like older men are looking younger. And you know, men don't
that's not the word. I mean, I don't agree.
No, I think older men are looking like older men, but they also, for me, somehow, I still look at them and I'm like, this person looks like my age mate. Okay, so the problem is twofold or threefold. So people my age and maybe slightly younger and even slightly older, to me, look very young. You get what I'm saying? Like the way I looked at this boy now, okay, I said this boy is 19.
In her 30s.
Then, yeah, then the men who are in their 30s, I'm like, I'm sure that you are older than me. We can relate because the others...
Really? I feel like the men look so young. Because like for me, like the men in their 30s... Well, I mean, I've been meeting like men in like their 30s.
Ah, you've been meeting men in 40s?
Wait, Mama, you've been meeting men? I don't have to explain myself because God is on the throne.
But high key, of keys, people our age are dating people in their 40s. I find that wild.
First of all, I mean, I would 40? Not date somebody in their 40s, but I have
but
met...
But I know people... our age that dating 40-year-olds.
I'm sure they are. I know
people that are very close to 40. Hadiza, are you
I know people
somebody.
Our age dating like 35-year-olds.
They're not 40 yet. They are close to it, but they're not 40 yet.
Mm. But they're dangerously close to
not
it.
Not dangerously. Not dangerously.
No, because I actually, the reason I find it so wild is because I actually remember celebrating my dad's 40-year-old
I'm actually screaming.
Birthday. So when I think of 40, I actually think you should be someone's father.
No, I actually hear it. And like, I've been meeting guys in like their 40s. I've even met somebody in their 50. I'm at that. Are you guys I was sure that they were 35. Like with everything in me. I will send you guys both their pictures. Because at first young. I was like, but that it happened like on two different occasions. One I met was 42. Yeah, 40. The one I met
okay,
was
okay,
52.
Okay. I have a problem with this now. Because those guys looking at you know. Right, they know
and that's the thing. They probably knew.
And they know you're not in your 30s. They know.
I mean, they probably knew. I don't know. I hope so.
Maybe they're looking for young people so that they can continue for sucking young... from your fountain of youth.
Sucking blood because
maybe they are.
How is he 50 looking 30?
You guys. At first, I was like, do I have a terrible age monitor or whatever? And then I showed that same picture to three different people.
No, I'm sure they look young.
And every single person was like, yeah, no, I can see why you thought they were like...
No, those guys probably look young. I can imagine that. Those guys, and they know they look young. They're going for 20 years. They think they can get away with it.
Like, I had to start asking their age. After I met the first one, I was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. Unfortunately, I'm going to start asking all of people's age. I know it's uncomfortable, but we'll all be uncomfortable together.
Scream.
Because
that's crazy though that like you were actually talking to somebody and they casually mentioned
I wasn't talking to them, like I had one conversation.
okay.
Let us make sure that
okay
we are not skewing things. But yeah, I asked them the age and they're like, oh yeah, their birthday was coming up and they were turning 52. I said,
they were turning 50.
52.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, God bless you.
Okay, not my mom's age, but very close to my mom's age.
Be like, mom,
no, that's older than my mother.
Daddy. Anyway, some people make it work, you know what I mean? If the guy can take care of you,
you should not.
I mean, I'm sure they can take care of me. They're 50. I hope you can take care of me at 50.
I wouldn't recommend, but.
I mean, but back to Emeka Ike's family.
Guys, we stumbled so far. But yeah. So what had happened is I think Emeka Ike came on some show and he was talking about how he had sponsored his wife through school. He was bad mouthing his wife. And then on another podcast, she goes on, I think with her son as well. And they talk about how he was actually physically violent. And at some point, she actually thought she was going to die. And I think that's when she left. And then her son was also talking because he grew up without his mom. I think she left before that. And he had a very similar experience with him, just like he wasn't a loving father. By the way, Emeka Ike is an old Nollywood actor. Oh, and then, I don't...
I mean, he is an OG.
He's a terrible person, so I just refrain. But he's...
No, but I mean, I feel
no,
like...
No, but he's a veteran in his...
Like, veteran, sorry. Veteran, sorry.
I mean, but maybe OG's not right. Like, two things
can exist
at once.
Emeka Ike, pardon?
Okay, sure.
No, they can exist at once,
Two things can be true, I guess.
Two things can be true.
But I don't understand how... I think... it was a very terrible thing. First of all, let's talk about that. But what I found even more confusing was some people were saying they were lying.
But I mean, are you confused? I'm so, like, you are still shocked.
Are you?
Sorry.
Why?
I'm laughing at the fact that Imama is confused, that you're confused.
No, I'm actually genuinely confused. I'm just confused because I feel like whenever these stories come out, like, it's literally clockwork. Like, it's a routine at this point. Every single time a story like this comes out, the man will say something, the woman will come and say, actually, I was being abused. Of course, the people, let me not say the men before they say that. Of course, people on the team will come and say that. Or they will even say, oh, she should be grateful that at least he paid her school fees. Oh, like there's always something where it's like, and the child does not have respect. Why will he be speaking on his father?
I saw this one. They said that, oh, the woman has poisoned the child's mind.
Isn't this child 23? We just established he's
an adult. He's a thinking human being.
It's so ridiculous. It's literally clockwork every single time.
And it is that the child grew up with the dad and not the mom, right? Mm-hmm. So usually children that grew up with one parent are biased to that parent. But if the child can say,
voice
I grew up with him,
that
mom,
he was telling his child or that he would never meet
him. Jazzy would never sign him.
It's like clockwork. Like, some people were even saying, oh, that it's okay that the boy is coming out to see this now, that he regrets in the future because he would kind of see, like, when he goes up, he will understand why his dad was doing that. And it's so crazy.
I have a question. So, sorry, what brought all this up? Are they divorced? Like, why is this coming up now?
No, it's because he went on a show where he was talking about how he paid her school fees or something. By the way, he married her when she was 19. So who else is going to pay her school fees?
And like,
she was 19.
He was grown.
Mama, those 50-year-old men that
please
chatting to you.
I mean, my dad said, like, actually this is one of them. They not said that I should pay my school fees. Are you mad?
I mean, they can pay for it and then you just dip now. I mean,
think that we lack a certain level of critical thinking.
Oh,
in
I fully
Nigeria.
Agree. Oh my gosh, I fully
that
agree.
Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense because this is the most believable story.
There are literally voice notes. And I think there's even like people saying literally when this case first came out, like years ago, like Emeka Ike kind of came online to say that, yes, he did it. Like he did that shit. Like it's like they were like almost confessionals or whatever of him actually confessing to the fact that, yes, he did that. Like, and this was like years ago. And I think there was even like a Linda Ikeji article and stuff like that of, you know, some of these communications. Like they went to court and the court, like for the court to fully just side with the wife like that in Nigeria, things like that. It's like there was proof that years ago when this stuff came out, like Emeka Ike had said one thing and now he's come to see another thing. And it's just so interesting because I'm like, even with all that fact and with all that truth, Nigerian men, whatever you want to call it, they will still come and say something.
Sorry,
else
not just Nigerian men, Nigerian women too.
Yeah,
well, I mean, Nigerian humans, all of them, they'll just come and say something ridiculous. And I feel like at this point, I've actually stopped expecting better, which is why I was genuinely confused. I was confused because I'm like, it was the most.
I feel like I'm always confused. I just expect a little better, especially when, you know, like there's cases where it's almost like no one can vouch for your story. So like there's a level of reasonable doubt that you can cast on it, but this is like
you have
a child grew up with the father, like they didn't even grow up with the mother and they're still saying that this is an abusive man. So it's just there's so many people that have come out that can confirm the story and it's just like I don't know. I think it's interesting, which kind of leads me into this Debbie thing that was happening on Twitter.
Yep.
Recently.
That is actually the girl. I'm like,
okay, Imama, please, can you narrate the story? Because I heard it from someone else. I didn't actually follow it.
If you know, first of all, I'm so sorry. You guys know what's crazy. I actually deleted my Twitter and Instagram. Ooh. No, I didn't delete it. I deleted the apps. And I was like, okay, like, you know, I've deleted the apps and everything. Like, you know, I'm not trying to go on it that much, but I still have it on my iPad, just on my phone. And like,
Nicki Minaj. I don't know if you remember that Nicki Minaj is like, oh, have you seen that video, Nicki Minaj?
No.
Okay, never mind. Sorry.
But yeah, so I was like, oh, like, you know, now that I've deleted the apps, I'm not going to be as consistent. I'll probably not miss the trends. And I'm like, please, why am I still up to trends? Like, why do I still know what's going on? I don't want to know what's going on.
Well, Imama, if you don't know what's going on, what are we going to do on Ami Boy Interludes? Because you are a social media.
Yeah,
because
I'm off social media.
No, my plan this year is to not know what's going on. That's a resolution, by the way. I'm going to add that.
You have to know what's going
on. Worry, we'll all investigate it together. Where does that for Ami Boy Interludes?
I think there's a level of onlineness you have to be on Twitter to follow some things, because this Debbie thing, I only clocked in when they started gifting her things. Imama will go into it, but keep this in mind. I clocked in when they started gifting her. So in my head, I thought it was a woman that had come out and talked about her hardships and people just started gifting her. So I was like, oh my gosh, Nigerians are being so nice.
There's someone else nice? Said,
oh, you don't know what happened.
We don't know about it.
Are we stupid as a people? But I mean, it's still nice, but
we are misogynistic as a people is what we are. Like, so essentially what had happened with Debbie, and it's crazy because I mean, I kind of do want to say that I don't even hate that. Like, it's like
that they're gifting her. Yeah,
it's like, yeah, whatever. Like, gift her stuff. Because I feel like there's lots of the story that, okay, I'll just start the story as quickly as I can.
But it's the reason behind
that. It's the reason behind it that's insane to me. Like, it's like, yes, obviously I want the build to prosper. Like, let her prosper. But like, the reason behind it is so crazy. So somebody had tweeted, I can't remember what the original tweet was, but somebody had said something about like making food for their man. And then she had now responded to that tweet. And she was like, bro, that's how she was like, you know, forming lazy and like wasn't waking up early to make food for her man until her man, like in this case, her husband, not boyfriend, like her husband now came to tell her that, oh, that his co-worker, his female co-worker, brought spoon for him and the female co-worker to share food in the office. And then when her husband told her that the way she literally rose up with speed at 4:30 a.m. every morning to make food for him so that they will not still demand that she worked hard to get. And she now added, which is, I think, is a very important caveat, that the reason why she was doing lazy before was because she was pregnant. So, therefore, this is a pregnant woman. Like, I'm trying to paint the picture. This is a pregnant woman, still pregnant at the moment, waking up at 4:30 every morning to make food for her husband. You know what? Sure, I say love. But why? Because she doesn't want her co-worker to steal. No, she doesn't want her husband's co-worker to steal him from her. And how
because
does she know
of
that?
Food.
How does she know that? Because of food. And how does she know that? Because her husband came to tell her with his chest that somebody brought extra
and he
spoon.
Was sharing food with
somebody brought. Do you know what level you have to reach for your co-worker to bring extra spoon?
That means he has complained.
Seriously, like, that doesn't just happen casually. He has complained bitterly. I just said that this said co-worker that she had to carry extra spoon from her humble abode to say, "Oh yeah, well, come, let us share."
Sorry, so is it that he doesn't have money to buy lunch, or he doesn't have hands?
I mean,
to
so okay,
perhaps
so,
he doesn't.
Okay,
yeah.
So the thing is that, so I guess like I'm going to skip to the end and kind of go back to now how this unfolds.
Yeah.
So as the story unfolds a little bit more with the gifting and everything, you do realize that they are a newlywed struggling couple, and they don't even have a fridge or a freezer. So
which is why she has to wake up.
Yeah, she has to wake up. She has to wake up every day to cook like fresh food. So that the cooking of fresh food aspect makes sense. That part makes sense. But the part that I don't understand is you are pregnant. It's 4:30 a.m. in the morning. Surely can't your husband even say, babe?
Or so, do we know if the guy commutes? Like, you know, Lagos, people who walk island and then they live on the mainland and they have to commute. Maybe by the time he also gets back, he doesn't have time to prep it. His wife.
I mean, and to be very honest, that really and truly, it's possible.
No, but you're not waking up at 4:30 because, oh my gosh, I love my husband so much. Because
exactly.
If it was, you would not have stopped cooking for him.
Exactly.
It is because
you don't want
a woman
to steal your husband with food. And because your husband also had the audacity to come and tell you that somebody brought spoon. Like, I know, like, as for you who don't understand, I've actually imagined this scenario so many times. Like, I was even texting a friend and I did the whole conversation. I said, okay, you're not coming back from work. And I said, oh, honey, can you imagine, because you don't used to cook for me, somebody actually brought spoon to share food with me. And so I took the spoon to share the food with them. Like, can you people imagine, like, that entire situation? It just, to me, it just seems so absurd. But anyways, so she shared to say the chat, and obviously, women, they'll say feminists on the TL. Like, they were not even, the thing is that feminists were not even insulting her. They were just like, guy, like,
confused.
Yeah, confused. Because, I mean, we are confused to be fair, now.
it's a confusing situation.
Especially if you're a pregnant woman, it's so confusing. And they were like, bro, like, huh? Like, what is happening? Like, this doesn't really make sense. Like, and they literally said what we said. They're like, if you're making it because of love, then we kind of get where you're coming from. But as far, so somebody does not steal your man with extra spoon, that's kind of crazy.
And the fact that you guys, even... sorry, is this not the same Nigeria we are talking about, the steel men that operates left and center?
I mean, but is it not somebody that will be, like, the person that is being stolen, are they...
Yeah, but, are they, you know, participant? Like, what I'm saying is, so of course not, but what I'm trying to say, the logic in Nigeria works differently, right? Like, for... I don't know, maybe it works for them, because a lot of women do be making statements like, I don't want you to steal my husband, or somebody stealing their husband. Husbands is a career.
Maybe the woman actually did indeed plan to steal the husband. Maybe that was her plan. But I mean, based on
because what she was giving financial, him food.
I don't know. Maybe that was their plan. But based on what is,
can someone explain the food to stealing pipeline?
You did not hear that the man's heart is to his stomach.
I'm so confused. Pipeline? What?
Like, what is the pipeline to get from giving them food to stealing the man from? Oh my gosh,
chronically offline.
Oh my god,
that you don't understand that phrase.
Yeah, I am. And to be honest, like, for me, I'm not even surprised by this story as well, because I'm like, this is Nigeria logic.
No, okay, so that's the thing. When I saw the story, I was like, kind of the same way. Like, I wasn't surprised by the Emeka Ike's wife. Like, I was like, it's Nigeria, like, whatever. In fact, that's
the part that's crazy.
Okay, so the part that's crazy is, so after all of this, obviously, women, like, I'll say feminists, because that's what they said, feminists.
That's what they
said. Feminists online were like, yo, it doesn't really make sense. Like, it's like, you're also pregnant. Like, shouldn't you be resting, blah, 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 blah. I personally didn't think they were insulting her, but maybe I'm, like, looking at it from, like, a biased view. And the meninists on the TL now said that, because you feminists are angry, we are going to elevate our woman of the hour. So, woman of the hour, Debbie, a.k.a. Mommy Z. Mommy Z?
Wow, this is something else.
They said they want to show that good girl does pay.
Exactly, that good girl does pay. And honestly, I can't lie. Is that
why she was getting money?
Oh, no. Hadiza, you don't understand. She wasn't getting, like, chicken change, yo. This babe has blown.
Like
significantly blown.
Sponsoring her.
No. Hadiza, you're not understanding the depth and breadth of this thing. No, like, she dropped her account detail. And people literally, in, like, under 24 hours, they had put, like, 2M into her account.
That's sick.
2M as per, so people that are not Nigerians, 2 million naira into her account.
I hope her man is like, let me make more money so that nobody steals my wife.
And it's so funny, because that's actually what people are saying. People are like, we hope that your man doubles that money so that you people will not carry his career.
Because that's what's going to happen. She's going to dip because she's going to be like, this is a struggling lifestyle.
No, she apparently really loves him. Yeah, she really loves him. I don't think she's going anywhere. But, like, the thing is that, like I said, there's also the part that it's like, when you hear about the story, it's clear that they're both struggling. Like, they're both graduates and everything, but, like, they're both struggling. I think they live in, like, a single room.
Single room.
They didn't have fridge. They didn't have...
Poverty. There's no all this. Are you resting? You should be resting. Those kind of things, those kind of advice, when you're struggling, I mean, it don't really fly, or it may not really work.
I mean,
she was pregnant.
No, I know.
She's not hustling to make more money.
But, like, it's tough. All I can say is, I mean, I don't know, but Nigeria is just a different ball game. Like, struggling Nigeria,
I mean, it clearly is, but I don't know. I feel like if she was waking up at 4 a.m. to go and work so that they can have extra money in the house, I don't know, Sha, but anyways, back to the gifting.
I think everything in this story, the only things I have problems with is the motives behind everything.
Exactly.
Everything that happened was, like, fine.
Like,
but
great for her.
The reason behind it,
it was so foolish. And I can't lie, I think another thing that also, like, kind of rubbed me the wrong way as well was when brands started hopping on. Because I was like, okay, you know what? Sure, like, yes, people give her money and everything. Like, yes, donate, make their lives better. When brands started hopping on, I'm like, do you guys know the motive behind why you are donating in the first place?
I'm sure they do.
I know, and that's the thing. Like, I'm sure they do. And that rubs me the wrong way because that is sending the wrong message. As like, in, I'm so sorry.
In Nigeria, they send the message every day. What are you talking about?
No, but like, for sorry, instance, like, you know, it's
what messages way. Are they sending or not sending?
The reason that they are donating to her is that good girl pay.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's that good girl that
wakes up sorry, we're still following that thing.
Yeah, because that is literally the only reason people are donating.
That's the reason why they say because they're like,
it's the meanness that are donating.
Yes,
because I mean, to be honest, it's also a large, like, she really shouldn't be stressing because she's pregnant. So I would assume people would donate because
and you know what? That's the thing. If people were donating because, wow, girl, you should really be resting. People should not be working that hard. That's great. But people are literally making their reason clear that they are donating because good girl pays because you should break it up at 4:30 a.m.
You guys, my dad told me something. So they don't told me a story when I was in. My dad she's cut stuff at them. Please, my haters are following me, please. Let's just cut that part out. Thanks.
Okay.
So my dad told me a story when I was with him for holiday that made me just turn my mind off Nigeria. So there was a piece of land, right, that the government somebody bought, and then the government came to claim it as theirs, right? So the person who bought it was now like, oh, I mean, this is my land. The government was like, well, we've claimed it, and they built a whole school or whatever on top of the land. So they now went to court, everything, and the person won the land back, basically. So they went to the land to bulldoze the school that the government built. So now the workers with the bulldozer, right? And then thugs came to that site to kind of fight off the bulldozer.
The government sent thugs.
Yeah. You know, they riled up the community. The community brought thugs. And so this is not even the interesting part of the story. So police was called by the person who owns the land. Now watch this. The police arrested the man bulldozing. So I don't ask. I said, that doesn't make sense, right? He said, no. The reason why they did it is because the police couldn't handle those thugs, right? So they arrested the man in the bulldozer to protect him and to appease the crowd. So the crowd would go home. Then when he arrested, they pretended to arrest him. They now released the guy in the bulldozer, and he came back the next day to bulldoze. So are you understanding what I'm saying? So after he told me that story, I said, there's a logic that works in Nigeria for Nigerians.
It's not working, but I mean,
like, it's not working, but
it's really not working.
In the short term, it seems to work. Are you understanding? Because I mean,
I think we should just say there's a logic in Nigeria, not that it works.
No, it doesn't work, because, of course.
I mean, the logic is literally the reason why we are where we are. Like, so, I understand what you mean.
So the logic
is absolutely not working.
The issue is, the issue is that there's not enough policemen. The issue is the government taking the land in the first place, right? So that one is already number one issue. You are taking land that is bought by somebody. I mean, don't you have registers? Okay, number one. Number two, the government sending drugs. Number two. Number three, there not being enough policemen to police, like, to hold back the drugs. Yeah. So now
there's the last part, the police being too scared.
Of course, because they're not enough.
The person.
Of course, because they're not enough. And if they are trying to deal with the thugs, they would die, and the person bulldozing would die.
But they could have just let. They arrested him to keep him safe.
Yes, they did. They did. They arrested him to keep him safe, and also to make it look to the community that things are being resolved, right?
Okay.
That the police on their side.
To be very honest, right? It's like, yeah, you're probably right. There's a logic that is existing. Whether it works or not, it's only God knows. But there's a logic that is existing in Nigeria. But I don't know. I just feel like for me, I don't know. I think my issue with this whole thing was, like Matilda said, the motive behind it and the fact that brands started hopping onto it. I think that was actually my main issue behind it, to be very honest. Because I'm like, it's supporting it. It's like, yes, the general public, the police and thugs, like your story, it's like the general public can support nonsense. We have, and they probably will continue to. But I feel like when brands that are meant to be, I don't know. Maybe this is where you might be confused and me being confused, because I guess I expect brands to be better. And maybe that's on me.
Not in Nigeria. I guess the reason I am not too surprised is because I've actually seen so many problematic ads. And I think the thing is that brands only align themselves with what is trending and what is going to sell for them. So if that's what the society wants, the brands will follow, because that's what capitalism is about. It's about making money. It's not about...
Is that what they call it? Capital greed? Corporate greed. Corporate greed, yeah.
I like capital greed. It sounds nice.
Capital greed. Corporate greed. I guess you're right. If that's what selling, but how does that? I didn't finish showing you all the gifts. So she got 2 million in her account, and then like she got a lot more than 2 million. I think she's probably gotten like over 20 million in general. Mm. But so she had like 2 million in her account, and then Koda Bank, who is her bank, so I guess they saw that they were her bank through the screenshot that she posted. They now doubled the money in her account because they're like, we're going to double the money in your account, and they did. So they doubled her 2 million to 4 million, whatever it was. And then Lush Hair also came and. Lush Hair came and also gave her like free hair for a year or something. And it's so funny. When I told my friend that Lush Hair gave her hair, my friend said that, what's the hair for? Is the hair to seduce her husband?
So does he leave her?
He doesn't leave her. No. People donated furniture.
So like, now I guess this has sent a message to other women. Women will be shaking their boots. They'll be like, let me cook my husband has not eaten breakfast this morning. Let me be off before.
Like, to be honest, like for me, like I'm like, it's the motive behind it that for me is the problem. Because I'm like, I feel like sometimes we forget that we're not just dealing with women that know, we're dealing with kids that are also going to see these things. Yeah. I feel like for me, that's always my problem. My problem is never really people our age, because if you are 25 plus and you're choosing to allow social media to carry it to where you don't know, then to be very honest, good luck to you and yours. And my thing is that, like, they're like 13-year-olds, like they're like kids are seeing the story, hearing the stories, and they're like, oh, is this the way that I should live my life? It's just like always like a full circle moment where I also, in the same breath, I saw another tweet a few days after the Debbie stuff that was like this woman saying, oh, she essentially gave all her life to her man, cooked for him, cleaned for him, like, you know, had kids for him, stayed home, washed, like, you know, washed his ass, everything. Sorry for my vulgarity there, but like, you get the gist. Like, just did all of that for him. And at the end of the day, the guy decided to leave and she had a whole degree and she ended up not working because she was like doing all these things for him, and the guy ended up just leaving her and like taking everything from her, and she's like now 20 plus years outside of her degree, doesn't have work experience, where should she start from? And I'm like these are the things, like it's like, yeah, well, ha ha ha, and hee hee hee, kikikin,
but it's not like, funny,
it's not funny, it's
because
not
that happens just so much. I feel
so
like
much.
You know how the world is kind of like shifting to this kept girl model, yeah, not the world, but the Gen Z's I think are starting to be like, or they would prefer to
the
work,
too,
work
to
at
be
home.
Honest, to follow suit.
But Heike, I think the older generation, either millennials
They're
or like Gen X,
you.
Are
it's
trying to
funny.
Caution them, because it's like, you guys are about to make a mistake that you won't regret now, but in the future, it's so bad. Because I watched a TikTok video 2 days ago where the woman was saying she's never, ever, ever going to let a man bankroll her life, because she used to be that girl. She's been a stay-at-home girlfriend and also a stay-at-home wife.
What is a stay-at-home girlfriend? God help me. Like, what? What is that?
It's the same thing, though. Is that your bills are paid by a man and everything, like you are kept, you don't work, so people start from girlfriend now, not just wife.
I can't even imagine somebody calling me kept. Like I feel like even the word kept girl, no, just sounds so restrictive.
I think we were raised knowing and seeing the older generation actually struggle, like our mothers, our aunties being left after so not left but
yeah,
being stranded almost like after so many years of pouring into men alone. Not that you shouldn't pour into your relationship, that is everything for them, and then they are left with nothing. We saw it. So I think Gen Z might be growing up in a world where they see career women and they're like, I don't know why you have to do this, and they're trying to go back, but they don't know what the dangers are.
It's crazy. It's actually so crazy. And I don't know, Sha, NNPC even gave her 4 voucher.
I would like, NNPC is unfocused. Yeah, everyone is unfocused.
Everyone was the focus? Like, they gave out four voucher. Like, honestly,
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Me too, but they should give out four voucher.
Who caught up too, though? We have friends and family.
My dear, us too. We do usually cook. I don't know if I'm at 4:30 a.m., but we do usually cook.
I cook for myself. I keep myself alive. I should be rewarded.
The issue is Nigeria is not providing basic social services. That's why this is what's happening, bro.
No, I mean, and to be very honest, I think there's also like the whole
thing where, like, you know, this is your mm-hmm. base. You don't go below.
Mm-hmm. If you're suffering, this is where your suffering ends. Yeah, you understand?
Ends, yeah.
Because
no, it's true.
All this talk is just for me. Anyways, this is just. I don't know how to explain it. You are in a situation that just doesn't work, and you're just your logic is logicking for that moment. I don't know.
Mm. No, I mean, it's actually true. I also think that, like, in all of this, there's a conversation to be had about the state of Nigeria, because the fact that two graduates cannot afford a fridge,
right? Like,
I cannot afford a mattress
together.
Like, I cannot afford a bed frame together.
I love how Nigerians say mattress. Mama, you just killed me.
Please.
Sorry, give me a second to take that in.
Okay,
say mattress.
No, but honestly, you know, we have to emphasize it sometimes. But no, I feel like the fact that
mattress,
like,
by the way, guys.
I mean, yeah, mattress. If you
don't,
like,
no, just in case you don't understand Nigerian.
In case you're not Nigerian, because, like, pineapple, like all those things. Yeah,
pineapple. So,
pineapple. But yeah, so mattress, like the fact that, like, two graduates cannot afford those, like, basic necessities, and also can possibly not afford to even buy food at work.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Some things like that. But it's like, there's also
food in Nigeria is actually so generally very cheap.
Yeah,
maybe it's going up nowadays and everything, but it's still relatively very cheap. So the fact that they can't afford those necessities, it says a lot, really.
And yeah, there's definitely conversations to be had about misogyny in Nigeria and just the state of poverty, because they're poor. Like, to be very honest, like, they were, I mean, right now they're definitely not poor anymore, but they were definitely not doing well at all. That it's like, you can kind of also sympathize with the fact that, okay, because imagine imagine making fresh food every day, period. Like, just imagine having to make fresh food every day. Me, I'll cry. Me, I can't even do it.
Yeah. People do it, so I don't even.
And it's not like fresh food, like bread and sandwich, like proper Nigerian food.
Yeah, proper Nigerian food every day.
Yeah, probably not eating. He could.
But what some people do, and I know, is like, there's certain things they just leave it out and they reheat it, like stew.
Oh yeah, actually, yeah.
You can do stuff
I didn't know that you could do that until I went to go visit a friend, and like, she had stew like just out, like in Canada. She had stew.
Oh,
like,
wow, you guys didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that, but apparently it's like
I've seen people that don't have fridges before. Oh, like, keep in mind that our ancestors didn't used to.
Yeah, so I assume that they had, like, you know, maybe, I mean, but there was a thing that they used to do where, like, they would dig into the ground and, like, put it there because it was cooler.
Yeah, there are methods, I guess. Yeah, I've seen people that cook very often, Sha. So, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they were also very, very well-defined gender roles as when. There was somebody available to cook, or multiple women available to cook at all times of the day, week.
I'm thinking like public universities like UNILAG and stuff. I don't think they have kitchens, but they have ways where they keep their food preserved. Like, do you get? I know someone that went to UNILAG. Yeah, they don't have fridges. At least not everybody, I don't think. So in their hostels, they come up with very creative ways. But guys, I'm running out of time.
Oh, yeah.
And there's still so many topics.
Oh,
but
really? What else are we
at least
about?
We have like three things. Hey. There's Halle Bailey announced.
Oh, no. I mean, there's no more to talk about that. We all knew. Even though they tried to gaslight the hell out of everybody.
People keep saying, how can someone gaslight you over something that was not your business?
But I mean, to be fair, it's true. But still.
The internet mummies were concerned for Halle.
Why?
Because they were like, why are you with Uncle DDG?
I saw that someone said it makes it even worse. Now they know that Halle was pregnant when he was going on about her kissing co-star.
Mm-hmm. It's actually true. I feel like there's a lot of things, like the whole Halle DDG stuff is like, ha ha ha, yes. But like, there's actually a lot of things that he did that is kind of like crazy. Like, he was messaging Ruby Rose when she was pregnant, or like the month before or the month after, whatever.
Who exposed her? Ruby Rose exposed.
I still think people should kind of, in a way, mind their business when it comes to relationships, especially when we don't know the ins and outs. I still think until we hear something like physical abuse or emotional abuse,
I think DDG is giving emotional abuse too.
DDG is giving emotional abuse.
Matilda, there were a lot of things. Like, I'm like, you going on, I mean, a pregnant, your pregnant girlfriend, and you're going on about how she's kissing her co-star as well in
I think that's being a shitty boyfriend, but isn't it up to Harley to leave? Like, how is that
at the end of the day,
so it's up to Harley to leave. Harley's too good for him. Harley's also young, too. So,
I don't know if she's too good for him, Sha.
So,
I don't know about that part.
Isn't that Harley's business? Harley's choice?
It is. It's Harley's business and it's Harley's choice. But like, we can still call it out as what it is. Yeah. Like, it's like this.
Yeah, like Harley is young. You know, she would have gotten over a relationship like this.
Keke Palmer and her ex-boyfriend situation. It's the same thing. It's like, it's her business that she can choose to go back to him or do whatever she wants to do in that relationship. But we can still call it out as what we saw it to be. I'll say what we saw it to be, because like you said, there's stuff that's happening that we don't know. And it's like, yes, obviously everybody should mind their business, but it's the way of the internet. You see something, you talk about
it's
it.
It's their mommies and daddies.
But I think, exactly, it's their mommies and daddies. But I think like we did it, there were definitely a lot of things that he showed us. I won't say he did, because I mean, like I said, there's stuff that we don't know. But the things that he showed us that was definitely giving emotional abuse. And right now, they will do cute things here and there. It's like, oh my gosh, yes, you're so cute. But like, there are a lot of things that he did.
I would love to hear what those things were giving emotional abuse, because maybe I just didn't hear those.
Like in his song. Okay, so in his those songs that he had where he was like...
Yeah, but the song was about the fact that she was kissing her coworker
and him being jealous of her. Yeah, like, I mean...
In a movie.
Yeah.
That just seems like a shitty person. It doesn't seem like emotional abuse.
I mean...
So what is emotional abuse to you?
Yeah.
Emotional abuse is like... isolating someone from their family, telling them they're not shit, like talking down on them all the time. How?
I mean, we don't know that if he does that or not. That's true. No,
but that's what I'm saying. We don't know. So it's up to people in her close circle to
those kind of things. For me, anyways, those kind of things, if he's doing these things in public,
you can kind of
very easily extrapolate that.
Like, that's
I don't think you can very easily. I think that isn't a partner
that's openly jealous of their partner, like publicly.
Like, I feel like we need to kind of keep. I'm not saying like, you know, it's all apples and apples or whatever, but it's like what you actually think about the Keke Palmer and her boyfriend situation.
No, but that's one situation where there's been so many other situations
that have happened with couples where it's like. Publicly, the man does something, and then eventually we find out, oh, he was actually doing more. Like, this is literally a trend.
Does that mean, okay, so then that means that anytime a man is doing these things,
be very scared, trust me. Especially in public,
be very
if your
scared.
Man is embarrassing you in public, you actually, I'm not joking, like, you should actually be scared.
Be very
like,
scared.
If in public, your man is willing to embarrass you. I do think, I'm not saying you can't just leave him, you can't just stay with him. That one is up to you and your God. But like, I definitely think that if your man is willing to embarrass you like that in public, you should be scared. Yeah. Because that's
I agree that you should be scared.
She just released Little Mermaid, like at the peak of her career.
Because you said release, like, is she dropped a mixtape?
Like, she dropped a mixtape.
No, but I mean, like, you guys know what I'm saying. Like, when Disney, like, whatever, you guys get the gist, right? But yeah, I mean, at the moment that was the peak of her career, like, me, I don't know them all. He could be a great person in private. In fact, he could be the best boyfriend in this world. And that's great for them. But I just feel like if a man's willing to do all of that to you in public, especially in like the peak moments of your career when you should be focusing, like when you should be celebrated or feeling celebrated by your man, please be careful. That's all me I can say. I'm a relationship expert. Yeah.
Anyways,
I'm not married.
Mommies and daddies of the internet have released her, so...
I personally agree with you guys that all of those are like hella red flags, but I just also feel like people on the internet seem to take it to a level that is just annoying.
Of course, man. That part
probably
is true.
For her, because just to end my thoughts, I just feel like the internet is doing a little too much. And it kind of speaks to why she probably didn't want to share her pregnancy, because even when people didn't know she was pregnant, they weren't sure, they still kept talking about how he's a bad father, he's a bad man, da, da, da. And like, she's pregnant, like she's going through hormonal shifts and etc. So it's just in those situations, she wants to enjoy her pregnancy and stuff. Yeah, it's her decision and she has made it. So it's just like, the internet adds a certain level of pressure.
No, that's true. Stuff. The internet will always do too much. That one is true.
Yeah. But really quickly, because I think we have to wrap up the episode right now, but I wanted to talk about the Receipts podcast. It's like this, I guess it's a plug for them. It's a podcast, a UK podcast I listened to. And recently, like, they previously had four hosts, then one host left like a year into their podcasting journey or something. And recently, the third host left as well. I think it's a bigger conversation I want to have. So let's do it on our next episode.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, okay. I don't really like harping too much on the situation, but I wanted to take it into a broader conversation about being aware of, like, when you have a bigger personality, do you have like a responsibility of still being sensitive to people around you? I think you should, but
let's, I mean, your let's friends, yeah, but
yeah, everybody. Okay,
bigger conversation.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back. I know we haven't been good on our word, but
soon.
Maybe I should just be saying that. But our cadence is every 2 weeks, so we will aim for that. And we might have big news this year. Fingers crossed.
True, fingers crossed.
Yeah, watch this space. Follow us at Afrocalypso Pod on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. And yeah, let us know what you think about all these topics. And we'll catch you guys later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.